Tonight in Manhattan, Christie's holds its seasonal auction of Latin American art. Besides paintings and sculptures of Latin American masters, there will be an address book, a blouse, and a stone necklace once owned by Frida Kahlo. The auction house estimates that the personal effects belonging to the late Mexican artist will bring in $30,000 to $50,000. David Darcy reports that Christie's is counting on Frida Mania.
All the Frida Kahlo objects on sale at Christie's tonight are personal effects. There's a dress, a letter she and her husband Diego Rivera wrote to Leon Trotsky, and a skeleton she may have made for the Mexican Day of the Dead. Anna Sokoloff, who heads Christie's Latin American art department, is sure there will be buyers.
We obviously all know by now that there will be a movie coming up, and this is predating the movie and using a little bit of that hype. So obviously we believe that it is a good moment within the market to bring out the Frida Kahlo objects. Also because recently Frida Kahlo's in the market have done extremely well.
At the heart of Frida fervor is the artist's signature image, herself. Small, stern, dark-eyed, with a slight mustache, surrounded by colorful flowers, fruits, or monkeys. Neither Sotheby's nor Christie's could get any Frida Kahlo paintings or drawings to sell this season. Collectors like Madonna pay as high as $5 million for them, in part because they're so scarce, says Kristen Hammer, Sotheby's Latin American specialist.
She painted right up until the day that she died, but she still wasn't prolific on the scale of some artists that we see, and she didn't live very long. And in the 1980s, she was declared a treasure, and her works are National Patrimony of Mexico. So anything that's in Mexico now can't leave. So that means the number of works that's available on the international market is limited, and every time one is purchased and returns to Mexico, that number is even more limited.
Demand for Kahlo's is a reflection of more than short supply, says Anna Sokoloff of Christie's.
In her case, you have more of a popularity of an artist just going for being very popular and being very wanted and sought after more than just scarcity, and therefore everybody's going to pay anything. I mean, it's a combination of both, but I think that she, even if you had more works, you would still be able to sell them for very good prices because the market is there.
Kahlo only made some 200 paintings before her death, which may have been a suicide in 1954. 14 of those are now on view in New York at the Museo del Barrio. They come from the collection of Jacques and Natasha Gelman, movie producers in Mexico City who knew Kahlo and her husband Diego Rivera. New York is the 10th city on the show's tour, which has drawn crowds everywhere it's been, says curator Robert Littman.
It's like Van Gogh's ear. You mentioned Frida Kahlo, and you have lines outside. You have a very recognizable image in all of these. She's confronting you, and you have to deal with it.
Van Gogh may be one of the few artists leading Frida Kahlo in the merchandising field. A Frida Kahlo movie starring Selma Hayek opens in October. The release was pushed back, even though fashion magazines hyped what was supposed to be a spring release with Frida Kahlo style sections. There's a Frida Cafe in New York, a Frida store in Washington, D.C., a Frida children's book, and lots of dolls. Barbara Mujica, a professor of Spanish at Georgetown University, is the author of Frida, one of two recent novels about the artist's life. Mujica herself became alarmed when students told her of a new religion called Kahlismo.
If we look at her paintings, she painted herself as a martyr often. She painted herself with a necklace of thorns, which is a kind of parody to the crown of thorns. She painted herself as a deer. The stag, of course, is an ancient symbol of Christ, and she painted herself as a stag with wounds. So she created this kind of iconography around herself, and I think that people have, for various reasons, picked up on it, and they've turned her into a kind of goddess, martyr, saint.
The Frida cult also includes artists. The back cover of Sotheby's Latin American art sales catalog shows a picture by the Mexican painter Antonio Ruiz done after Kahlo's death. Kahlo is dressed as an Indian lying in a canoe being pulled through the sea by a turtle. In a more recent homage, Japanese artist Yasumasa Morimura photographed himself dressed as Frida Kahlo. He also made a video of himself gesturing and chanting Kahloisms.
Revolution! 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 Revolution.
The photographs and video are now on view at Site Santa Fe. Morimura's New York dealer, Roland Augustine, admits that the Frida pictures and videos are a special kind of homage.
I don't think you can escape the fact that he's in some way saying, look at the way we revere this. In some way, I think it's very ironic and very subversive. And in some ways, I see this as almost a demything of the character of Frida, which becomes somewhat humorous and which he somehow gives a certain kind of slant.
Novelist Barbara Mujica says if any figure needs some critical downsizing, it's Frida Kahlo.
I think that Frida is a creature of American, more than Mexican, American hype. She's a fad. That's not to say that she didn't produce some very, very interesting and valuable art. But I think that this passion for Frida is almost divorced from that at this point, because people that I talk to don't really know her art very well. They know her as a pop figure, like Madonna. And I understand that at one time, when they first were talking about making a movie about Frida Kahlo, that Madonna wanted to play Frida. And I think she would have, at the time when she was younger, I think she would have made a good Frida, because I think she understood completely that kind of mentality.
But the hype that introduced Frida Kahlo to the world beyond museums is a threat to her stature as an artist, says Sotheby's Kristen Hammer, who turned down the chance to sell the Kahlobilia that Christie's is auctioning tonight. Hammer says the Frida fad could threaten the Frida market.
Once it goes so public, so mass media, and so much reduced to a look, then I think it's also easy to say, oh, Frida Kahlo, that's over. You know, that was a look, that was last year's thing, and that's over now. I think it's important from a market standpoint or an art historical standpoint not to get too caught up in it, because it just, in the end, it does a disservice to her.
Beyond the auction room, the Jacques and Natasha Gelman collection of Kahlo's, Rivera's, and other Mexican works travels to Seattle after it leaves New York. Frida, the film by Lion King director Julie Taymor, is now scheduled to premiere in October. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.